AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is blasting a draft Supreme Court decision that would overturn Roe v. Wade, which legalized abortion. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
If this decision holds, it's really quite a radical decision.
The president says he's concerned that after nearly 50 years, the high court would decide a woman does not have the right to choose an abortion. If the ruling as written stands, he says it would affect not just abortion, but other things based on the presumption of privacy, like same-sex marriage and contraception access.
A whole range of rights are in question.
What he calls a fundamental shift in American jurisprudence. He's pushing Congress to pass a bill codifying Roe v. Wade. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Chief Justice John Roberts confirmed the authenticity of the leaked draft and called for an investigation. Michigan Democrat Debbie Stabenow in the Senate says if Roe v. Wade is overturned, opponents can answer back on Election Day.
Women of this country, moms who care about their young daughters who may be in a situation where they are raped, and moms can't make that decision, moms and dads, parents' decisions will now be taken away from them on what's best for their daughters.
But South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham says abortion won't be the big issue on Election Day.
Every time you go to the gas pump, every time you go to the grocery store, it's going to be a reminder of these policies are not working. So at the end of the day, I think the election will be decided based on the quality of the economy.
Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, one of the few Senate Republicans in favor of protecting abortion access, said her confidence in the court has been rocked. In Ukraine, more fighting is reported around a besieged steel plant in Mariupol. How many Ukrainian fighters are holed up inside is unclear. This is AP News. The parents of Madeleine McCann, a British toddler who vanished from an apartment during her family's vacation in Portugal 15 years ago, say they remain hopeful they will get answers.
To mark the anniversary of their daughter's disappearance, Kate and Jerry McCann made a statement in which they said that a truly horrific crime was committed on the 3rd of May 2007. They also thanked British, German and Portuguese police who continue to work on the case. Madeline was in the same room as her two-year-old twin brother and sister, while her parents had dinner with friends at a nearby restaurant. I'm Karen Chamas.
Biogen will replace its CEO and largely abandon marketing of its controversial Alzheimer's drug less than a year after the medication's launch triggered a backlash from experts, doctors, and insurers. CEO Michael Vanastis will continue to lead Biogen until a successor is found. The drug was expected to drive its business for years to come. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.